Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Max Scherzer.
That was Dave Jagler, as heard right here on 106.7 The Fan. We'll get into the Nats and the Cubs in a minute. Quick story to pass along. Master Tisfatzi in Washington Post tweeted that Monte Nicholson, hobbled off to the sideline during practice, was attended to by a Redskins trainer. Our producer, Brendan Darr at the UMSO News Desk, did just reach out to Craig Hoffman, who is our Redskins beat reporter. And we can go live now, I believe, to the UMSO News Desk to get the latest from Craig Hoffman through Brendan Darr. Hoff is still live at the practice field, so we'll catch up with him maybe later in the hour. What did he pass along?
He just passed along that he got taped up and is good. He just ran back into drills. So it looks like we avoided catastrophe here.
I mean,
everything is okay. Everything's going
to
be okay.
I just want things to be okay.
When I saw that, Thom says, oh, no. He put his hands on top of his head. I said, uh-oh, what's going on over there? He goes, Monte Nicholson got hurt at practice. My heart dropped about 2 feet. I ran and told you, and my immediate thought was, of course he got hurt.
Of course he did, because he's playing well.
Why wouldn't he get hurt at practice?
Everyone is okay here in the office.
We think.
That's so far.
It seems like even though the windows did break, as we looked around and took the temperature, everybody's okay.
Here at the Essex Home Studios, Monte Nicholson is okay.
The thing that you still forget about that clip, that's the funniest part about that entire clip, is that Marty Herney, who is in that room, is now the GM.
He's the GM of the Carolina Panthers.
It wasn't his fear that
it's his worst
the windows
fear
were going to get crashed into.
Of their music in the background.
Folks,
whose fear was it? It was not Marty Herney. Is it Bobby's fear?
I want to say Dave.
No, it's a two syllable word for sure.
It's
Bobby's
Bobby?
Biggest fear just Bob. Came
Nailed
through.
It.
Bobby. I mean, just some morning like ham and egg.
Morning zoo time here. Yeah. It's Bobby and Marty.
The Essex Home Studios.
If you ever want to be the GM of an NFL team, you need to dodge a car crashing into your studio. That's the key.
You're not
we are going to head to a break.
You're not a cool station unless a car has crashed directly into your studio.
Hoffman just tweeted, Monte Nicholson did hurt himself, drills, but is doing fine, got his ankle taped up, and back at practice.
Just thank heavens.
Nothing to see here. Everything is okay. Colt McCoy is working as the Redskins' number one quarterback today during group drills with Kirk Cousins out at the hospital with his wife, Julie, having their first ever child. Some rare first-team reps for Colt McCoy.
Jay must be happy. Gets him excited.
Yeah, he's got to be feeling
good
about it.
It's Colt time, man. It's Colt 30, man.
Colt, man, we could do the same thing with old 12-car routing those tracks, man. Don't you worry about a thing, man.
My Jay Gruden's gotten a little better or no?
Well, here's where we've gone. Because there's two different kinds, as you always know. There's the direct impersonation, and then there's the impression. Mm. You know what I mean? So the impersonation, that sounds less specific like Jay Gruden, but a fun caricature.
Okay.
That's a caricature, Jake Gruden, man. Where you start getting into that, you know what I mean?
Colt's going to throw for 350, man.
That's fun. I'm having a fun time listening to it.
I'm having a good time.
See what I'm saying?
You heard the Nats on the way in. There's a reason for that. Wanted to give our levels of confidence that the Nats are going to dethrone the Cubs in the division series. I want to go 1 to 10 with you on this, and this is something we could take calls on early next week at some point. So I looked up a bunch of numbers last night.
Mm-hmm.
Your boy was in the mood to crunch some digits.
Ooh.
Here's what I got for you. Nats took the season series 7 games from the Cubs 4-3. They beat Chicago in 2 of 3 in August here at Nats Park, wins from Roark and Kinsler. They outscored the Cubs in that 3-game series 17-13. The first series of the season was a 4-game set at Wrigley. Scherzer and Strauss beat the Cubs, and then the Nats lost a couple bullpen games, and that was before they fixed their bullpen.
Right.
7 games on the season, 4 wins, 3 losses. The Nationals scored 39 runs. The Cubs scored 28. So in their head-to-head matchups, which isn't all that meaningful, but for whatever it's worth, they actually were plus 11 in run margin, plus 1 in wins, and fared very nicely. Couple of things to note statistically from the Cubbies. Their best offensive player is Chris Bryant. We know that. Bryant has been a Rookie of the Year and MVP 29 homers, 73 RBI this year. Down counting statistics a little bit.
For him, yeah.
But a 295 average and a 950 OPS. I think that their most complete offensive talent, even though he didn't have as good a year, is Anthony Rizzo.
I do too. That guy is dangerous.
He hit 30 homers, 32. Drove in 100, 109. Only batted 279 this year, though. 904 OPS, about 45 points lower than Chris Bryant's. So he gets on base and he drives the ball a little bit less. Catcher Wilson Contreras is a sneaky star for them.
And he has killed the Nationals.
Dominated
killed them.
Wilson Contreras, 21 jack, 74 batted in, a 270 average, and an 850 OPS, is basically to them what Wilson Ramos was pre-injury last year. He just had a huge offensive season. And then they got a bunch of power from guys who are not always in the lineup but will be plenty in the series. Kyle Schwarber barely at 200 this year. Remember we talked to him at the Super Bowl? He was everybody's flavor of the month after he came back from the ACL last World
Series. Such a cool dude. He's like, oh, no, try to hit jacks.
29 homers, but a 208 average. And then Javier Baez also doesn't hit for much of an average at 23 homers. Their rotation, post-All-Star break numbers. Kyle Hendricks, who led the league in ERA last year, had a 2.34 after the break. He should start in game one for them. I don't know that he will, but
there's been a pulse now. There's a little bit of a heartbeat that may actually happen.
I think Jake Arrieta probably will. He had a 2.28 ERA after the All-Star break. They traded for Jose Quintana, who had a 3.50. He's going to go probably in Game 3 or Game 4. John Lester was their worst starting pitcher post-break, 4.79. He's their highest paid pitcher. And then John Lackey, who's probably not going to start for them in the division series, had a 3.7 in the second half. The numbers that were most intriguing when I looked them up, though, Danny, were about their bullpen. So here is, Nats fans, pay attention to this. This is important. One of the themes on the DC Quick Pitch you and I talk about all the time is left-handed relievers against Bryce Harper and Daniel Murphy. And the reason that's important is because Dusty likes to break up his lefties and righties so that you can't go get a reliever to face back-to-back lefties in the late inning.
For this reason right here. And this is when it comes into play. For 162, it's not that big of a deal. But when everybody's playing matchup baseball, when that game is the game, you don't have to really worry about tomorrow as much. That's when it becomes more important.
The Cubs do not have lefties with dominant numbers against lefties. This could actually be a great benefit to the Nats. Brian Dunsing is their best lefty reliever, had a sub-3 ERA in 67 games.
He's a good pitcher.
He's got better numbers against righties than lefties. Mike Montgomery, similarly, better batting average against righties than lefties. Now, they have two very trusty right-handers who dominate left-handed pitching, Carl Edwards Jr. being one of them. And maybe they go with him and Pedro Strop, who are their two right-handers against Bryce Harper. Harper would rather face right-handers than left-handers. It might mean that Dusty does not have to break up lefties. Know this, you're probably not beating them if you trail after eight. Wade Davis, 32 for 33 in save chances, 180 average against. And then Dunsing and Edwards are pretty good in the setup role. I like the Nats' bullpen better than the Cubs, even though I like the Cubs' ninth inning better than the Nats.
I like the overall structure of the what I'm calling them, the Nats 4, versus the Cubs four.
Agreed.
The Albers, Kintzler, Madsen, Doolittle, I would take over the Cubs foursome.
What about the ninth inning? Are you with me that Davis is an advantage over Doolittle?
Yes. Davis is no disrespect to Doolittle. Davis is a World Series proven superior closer who's
been amazing.
Who's excellent. He's excellent.
One blown save all year.
Yeah.
Doolittle blew his first last night. Davis has blown one this season, and his average against is 180. On a confidence 1 to 10 scale, I'm a 7. I feel pretty good about this series. I should also point out that I felt pretty good about the Dodger series, and I felt pretty good about the Giants series, and I felt pretty good about the Cardinals series. I've always felt pretty good, but I feel 7 out of 10, I'm confident the Nats are going to advance to the CS.
Of those three, the only one I felt, quote, good about was the Giants, and that looked the worst of the three of them. So again, I literally, you and I doing a radio program together, if you recall, I asked to play the Giants. I said, Now, we're doing shtick because we wanted one of the games during our radio program, so we rooted for the Pirates. But really, I wanted the Giants, this old, decrepit team without much to speak of in terms of offense and Band-Aids for the pitching staff that weren't Madison Bumgarner. I said, God, I hope the Nationals get to play the Giants. And they did, and of course, they scored 2 runs the entire series, numbers approximate. So, I don't have any confidence whatsoever. This is a coin toss. Anything that you take from on paper and all that kind of stuff, that's all well and good. I've got history. I've got a group that basically sleepwalked through most of the season in terms of the Cubs, but is every bit as dangerous as anybody in the National League. They are battering the ball in September. They are healthier guys like Addison Russell coming back. The presence of Baez, Ian Happ mashed for them in the second half of the year when he came up, hit 23 bombs in not full-time playing time. The lineup is good. Starting pitching is pretty darn good as well when they're throwing right. I'm terrified of this. To me, it's a coin toss.
Can we just fast forward to game one?
I really want it right now.
Remember, we're doing pregame shows 90 minutes before the start of Nats pregame coverage with Charlie and Dave throughout the series, and we're going to Chicago. We will be broadcasting from Wrigley Field and from Wrigleyville, which is going to be a blast as a radio show. We can't wait. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Let's start our preview of every single NFL game this weekend. Final 30 minutes of the show next, right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.